Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman. Today's episode will be Trusting in God. My guest today is Minister Diane Adams. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity that you have given us, Father God, to reach out, Father God, and bless someone who's listening on today, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you would come in, Father God, and just have your way, Father God. And everything that we say and do will be pleasing in your sight. These blessings I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Good evening, Minister Adams.
Good evening, Evangelist Chapman.
I'm so glad
to be with you on today.
Thank you for being my guest on today. Today's show will be talking about trusting in God. In life, we face situations we cannot handle by handling ourselves. We feel as if no one cares about us. We begin to fight our battles all alone because we have a problem putting our trust in God. The Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart. And lean not to our own understanding. Acknowledge God, and he shall direct our path. Coming from Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 through 6. My question to you today is, do we really put our trust in God? I will yield now, and I will let Minister Adam bring the message that God has given us for our listeners on today, Mr. Adams. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself before you begin speaking? Thank you.
Yes, my name is Diane Adams, and I'm a resident of New Orleans. I like to just say that I'm a servant of God, but I'm also the host of a Blog Talk radio station, Words of Wisdom. I go to Greater Liberty Baptist Church, and I love to teach, and I thank Evangelist Chapman for allowing me this opportunity on the day. So that's what I could say about me, and we're going to go ahead into the lesson and see what the Spirit has to say to us on today. As Evangelist Chapman read the verses, and I'm going to do it again, we're coming out of the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 5th through the 6th verse. And the scripture reads, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." When we look at these scriptures, there's certain things that we need to understand what God is asking us to do. You see here, he first commands us to trust him. And then the scripture goes on to tell us how we should trust him. And the scripture says, with our whole heart. So you might ask today, you know, I want to trust God. I want to hear what the Spirit has to say, but I'm not always sure. But I want to let you know that when you begin to trust God, it's when you truly and fully realize that God knows best. You see, God never asks us to do anything without a blessing, a promise, and provisions to accomplish it. You see, it's not predicated on us. It's predicated on what God is doing and has done, and he allowed his Spirit to live in us to lead and to guide us, you know, because we could never do it in and of ourselves. So that's why I say he never asks us to do anything without a blessing, a promise, and the provisions. You see, the scripture goes on to say, if we leaned on him for guidance and not our own understanding, which is limited. And then acknowledge him first in all things, not just in some things, not just sometimes, but all things, all the time. And then God goes on and promises that he will direct our paths. He's telling us, he promised us that if we would trust and seek him first, and all things will be added unto us. You got to trust him. Go to him first. Be patient and hear what he has to say and follow his lead, because it's a journey that is designed for your life. You see, to truly trust someone or something, you have to have full knowledge of it. You know, in the world, and as we are, you know, women in our past, sometimes we trusted men that never earned it. We just gave our trust to them. And we knew how the outcome has come out in many cases. But you see, the word of God is where we get to know God. You know, the Bible lets us know that he has all power. He's in total control of everything that he created, and that includes you. He is all-knowing and everywhere at the same time. I'm talking about God, who's asking us to trust him now. The Bible explained to us what God has done in the past, what he's doing right now, and all of his plans for the future. You see, we have to realize what kind of God he is, because you see, God so loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son to save the world. And watch this. Even while we were yet in sin, God didn't wait till we get it together. He didn't wait till we get it all in place. A lot of times people say, I'm not ready to come to God until I get right. You can't get right on your own. And the scriptures say, while we were yet in sin, he sent his son to save the world from eternal damnation to everlasting life. You see, God has a master plan, and he designed it with you in mind before the foundation of the world. That's why he said, you know, lean on him and trust him and let him lead you, because your destiny was designed in that master plan before the foundation of earth, of the world. And he's just, you know, waiting for you to submit unto him so he could bring you to that intended purpose. You got to believe him, and you got to trust him. You see, if I tell you some more about this God, you know, I looked in the book of Psalms, and it let us know that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. Each one of us is unique, and there are no two alike. It goes on to say that God formed us in our mother's womb. And Jesus said that the very hairs on your heads are numbered. Can you imagine God knowing how many hairs on your head? I'm just trying to give you some example. You know, they say trust in the Lord, and I want you to know he can be trusted. You know, the Bible also says in Jeremiah 29 and 11, where God said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You cannot reach that expected end that God has designed for you unless you lean on him and allow him to direct your path. You can't trust someone you don't know. And with all the information that is given to you in the Word of God, the many blessings you have received from God personally, all the provisions he has given to you, when you understand how he loves you, how could you not fully trust a God like that? You see, God wants us to lean on him because he said in his word, take my yoke upon you and lean and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Leaning on God is easy for us. And it allows us to rest because we're not carrying all of the burdens on our back. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said in the scriptures that apart from him, we could do nothing. We need to lean on him for help with everything in our lives. Everything God wants us to put him first in our lives. He wants us to put our confidence, full confidence, and trust in him all the time in everything. Our limited understanding can easily lead us astray. You know, there's a scripture in Proverbs 16 and 25 that says, there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death. You know, when we look at something and we think about something, it may appear that we can make it. It may appear that we could do it. It may appear that we could achieve it. And, you know, we don't go to God and we begin to do it our own way and we wind up getting what we got. You see, when we choose to direct our lives according to what seems right to us, we often reap disaster. And I know it to be true in my life. I don't know about you. But it is a true statement.
Minister Diane.
Yeah, baby.
I am enjoying the word on today from God, and I just wanted to add that on. A lot of times in reference to trusting, putting our trust in God, whenever we begin to do things on our own, take the lead in our life without acknowledging God, we make a big mess of things. It never fails. Whatever we try to do on our own without asking God, and consulting God before doing these things, we wind up making a big mess out of our lives. So I'm asking the listeners out there today to take heed to what you are teaching on today. It's very important that we put our trust in God. If we want to get positive answers and we want to be able to live a life fulfilled with joy, happiness, and peace, we must include God in our lives. We must acknowledge him and not lean to our own understanding, because I don't know about you, but every time when I was doing things on my own without or asking God for his help, I made a big mess out of it. I found myself in more trouble than what I was in. It got worse and worse and worse. This is why the Lord gave me the title, Trusting in God, on today. And I want my listeners to know, yes, you are listening to Facing Your Fears, hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman. I am down under the weather today and with the flu, and I asked the Lord to bless Minister Adams to come and bring us a word from him. And at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Minister Adams. I just want my listeners to know, so they won't be confused if they didn't hear my voice, you are listening to Facing Your Fears, Evangelist Norma Chapman Talk Show. God bless you. Ms. Adams, you may proceed now.
Yes, I want to thank Evangelist Chapman for the interjection that she brought out today. And if all of us take time and evaluate ourselves and look at our past and look where God has brought us from and all of these things, you can see the hand of God. Every person must make a decision rather to live his or her life according to personal preference. What you want, how you want it, why you want it, or according to the unchanging Word of God. You see, the Word of God is our moral compass. The Word of God is our daily instructions for daily living. You know, God knew that we in and of ourselves could not operate here on this world where evil is prevalent. And that's why when Jesus left to go be at the right hand of the Father, he left the Holy Spirit with us to lead and guide us. It's the Holy Spirit that's leading us. But we have to cooperate with him. God is not setting us up to fail. He has everything you need. But you got to cooperate. You see, many times we do things our way, how we want, when we want, where we want. And the outcome usually is not what we needed. And many times it's not even what we want.
Amen.
You know, God knows. You know, God knows the outcome. God knows what it's going to be. Sometimes that's why when you're asking for this or that, he say no. Sometimes he say not now because you're not ready. And the thing that you asked for could be the thing that destroy you. So God in his ultimate wisdom and his love for you, he hold it back. You might not understand it, but that's the way we was created. We were not created with a full, unadulterated understanding of everything. That's why God supplied his Spirit. That's why God sent his Son. That's why God said high and looked low. Most of the time, we try our way first. And when it bats, when our backs are against the wall, we call on Jesus and expect our emergencies to become his urgencies. I come to tell you today that you are not afforded and never be able to have the privilege to make it up as you go. You are not in control. And as I said earlier, you only have limited information to figure the things of this world out. See, God began with the end in mind. Sometimes we can't see no further than our hand. And our little pea brains can't go much higher. But you got to realize that God got you. God wants you to be the best that you can be. When God made his master plan and he created all things before the foundation of the world, it was all in him. He had you in mind. He had an intended purpose for your life. And the guiding that the Holy Ghost is doing is trying to get you to that intended purpose that God designed, which is all good. But you got to cooperate. You have to submit. And you have to become obedient. And as I get ready to close, because I think that some people may want to call in, and then I'll turn it over to Sister Chapman. I want you to know, if your life is not all that you imagine that it would be, you know, some of us thought we would have more money by now. Some of us thought we would have fame. Some of us thought we would have better health. Some of us, you know, might have thought we would be in position. Some of us might have thought we was going to live in different places. You know, we have all of these things that we imagine in our minds. That's where we thought we would be at a specific time, in a place, and in a season for the reason. Hallelujah. But you see, God is in control. He has a plan, and it's never been designed for our will, but his will. But I want you to know, if you're not right where you want to be, begin to trust God. Allow him to lead and you follow. We often will not understand how God is causing all things to work together for our good. Come on, y'all. But when you trust him with all your heart, you know that he is. Do you trust God today and know that he's working all things out together for you? Do you trust God enough to say, not my will, God, but your will? Do you trust him enough to say, I have made many mistakes and I have messed up many relationships in my life and I have a lot of missed opportunity because I thought what I was doing was right. But now, God, I realize I need you to lead my life and I follow.
Amen.
And I want you to know that he never sets us up to fail. And I'm going to ask you today to just begin to thank God for what you have and trust him for what you need. And I guarantee that you will be pleasantly surprised in all of the joy that God will bestow unto you. And that's my lesson for today. And I pray that God got the glory and his people were edified in the name of Jesus.
Amen. I want to thank Minister Diane Adams once again for being my guest on my show today. We do have some callers that have some questions, and I'm going to open up the line. And if you have a question or want to just make a comment on today's topic, trusting in God, press number one on your phone. And I will open up the lines for you to speak. We'll go to our first caller. Hello, you're on the air. Good evening. Good evening, caller. You're on the air. Good evening, caller. You're on the air. Let's go to our next caller. Good evening, caller. You're on
the air. Evangelist Norma Chapman.
Yes. Good evening.
I'm just calling. I'm just sitting here in my car. I won't be long. I'm calling with words of encouragement to you, woman of God. God has really done a work in you. I'm just so proud of you. I'm excited. And I got to go tell other women to turn and tune in to your broadcast, darling. You're doing a marvelous job. I encourage you today, woman of God, to stay on the wall. This Evangelist King, I love you, darling. God bless your heart and all that you're doing.
God bless you, Evangelist King, and thank you for calling me. And anything you would like to say on the topic, trusting in God before you hang up?
We don't trust him because we allow our natural senses to step in. Sometimes we don't allow God to come in because it's a wall. Our flesh. But if we just will allow him to come in, like the woman of God said, he'll do us good. We will be surprised, like she said. We'll be surprised. All I heard was wonderful on air today.
God bless you, Evangelist King, and keep me in your prayers, and I will keep you in mind. And don't forget to call back again on next week for another exciting episode.
I sure will. I sure will. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, listeners out there, I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in on today. pray your hearts were filled with joy and knowing God is always near. Be blessed, and please tune in every week to hear some more words of wisdom from women of God and men of God. God is good all the time.
Come on.
And I want to thank God. I want to thank him for giving me the opportunity, for blessing me be able to reach out to listeners out there all over the world. And know that as we walk daily with God and we give God our heart, we don't have to worry about it because God will. He will take care of us. All we got to do is not lean to our own
understanding.
Out of all our ways, acknowledge God. And he shall I love you all today. And I pray that the message of today that we have heard from Minister Diane Adams would allow us to not take things into our own hands, always stop and ask for directions, even if it means that we have to sleep on it overnight. After we pray about it, give it to God. Say, yes, God, to your will, and yes, God, to your way. And I'm a living witness today that God will bring things out all right. This is Evangelist Norma Shepherd, wishing the best for everyone out there always. Be blessed. And I pray that you call in next Thursday, 4:30 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. Our show was short on today because I'm sick with the flu. But nevertheless, God made it possible for me to be able to come on the air. Do we have another call out that it wants something, have something to say? Hello? God bless you and God keep you. Do have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.